Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned to the broadcast again this week, and we've got a special series of messages on the broadcast, considering end times and just are you ready? Are you ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you ready for the end of this world? Are you ready for your judgment? Yes, over the millennia, there's been those that have preached the imminent coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of this world. The Lord says in the scripture that this world will be brought to an end. It's been preached. It's been taught. The people of God have been looking for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And just because he hasn't come yet doesn't mean that he's not coming. Well, we took a look in this series earlier about passages in Peter's epistles about those that would scoff and those that would mock. It's prophesied that they would do so. And we know that those things will be. But nevertheless, we want to herald forth this word and make certain that you are prepared, because one day, as the Lord Jesus said in passages we considered in Matthew, the Lord Jesus said that his return will come, and it will come suddenly, and as it was in the days of Noah and the flood. Once the flood came, then it was too late. It was too late for there to be any help, any rescue, any salvation at that time, once these things took place and the Lord Jesus Christ came back. I invite you to turn your Bibles, if you will, to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the gospel-defined chapter, a hallmark passage in the Scripture. Of course, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, his death, burial, resurrection, that by which sinners are saved. The Lord doing those things for the salvation of sinners. And we're not going to focus upon that, but if you are without Christ, we point you to the gospel. You must repent of your sins and believe in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in him, his death, his burial, his resurrection, for the salvation of your soul. After the gospel is defined and made very clear what the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is here in this passage, the apostle goes on to write about the resurrection. Because of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is the power of the gospel. It is the hope that those that are saved have, because Jesus has risen from the dead. And so in this chapter, he defines the gospel early on in few verses at the beginning, but then makes great emphasis in this chapter about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Had Christ died and had he been buried, yes, there would be forgiveness of sins, but there would be no eternal life. The gospel would not be complete. And as I've defined it here, if the Lord had died and was buried, yes, there would be an atonement. But an atonement unto what? Well, there would be the forgiveness of sins, but there would be no eternal life. There would be no eternal life with the Lord. And because the Lord Jesus Christ did lay down his life willingly, and then being God, yet a man, coming as a man, yet God, he's able to lay down his life because he was a man, and because he's God, he's able to take his life back again. And this makes the gospel full and complete and gives the people of God great hope as we look forward to that everlasting kingdom with our Lord. That everlasting kingdom will be yet about him, not about us. We will be benefactors and blessed in his eternal kingdom, but it'll all be about him. It's all been about him, and it will all be about him. Here, we want to take a look at this about the resurrection. Okay, and how is it that the resurrection would be? There were those there in Greece. Remember, this is the church at Corinth that the apostle's writing to. They are fraught with philosophy. They are fraught with natural and human speculation about things. And so this living again and having a new sinless perfect body flew in the face of their philosophy and their religion of that day. And so the apostle is writing to the church there at Corinth and giving an answer to questions at hand about the resurrection and how it'll be. And so we're going to take a look at two different segments, two different portions in this chapter over the course of the coming broadcast. Let's pick this up here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I'm sorry, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 12. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 12. The scripture says, "Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead," which he is, we hold to that, it's an essential part of the gospel, "how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead?" So there are those that say, nah, that thing of the resurrection, yeah, we believe in Christ and we trust in Christ, but resurrection of the dead, it can't be, okay? And there were those that didn't understand and didn't believe correctly there at the church at Corinth. Verse 13, "But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is vain also, is also vain." So he says here, there are those that deny the resurrection of the dead, those that are saved and die. They deny that those who are dead in Christ will be resurrected one day. They deny that. But he says this. He says, "If there be no resurrection of the dead, as some of you purport, then Christ is not risen. Because see, if Christ is the Savior of the soul, because Christ has risen, so will that soul and that saint, that child of God saved by the Lord Jesus, will raise again." So he says, if you say about the saints that there's no resurrection, then the immediate conclusion is that Christ is not risen. If you hold down the saints unto their resurrection, you are saying that the Lord Jesus himself did not raise from the dead. He's given many proofs, much proof, about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, how the apostles saw the Lord Jesus after his crucifixion and death, after he had raised from the dead, how 500 brethren at once saw the Lord Jesus. And as he deals with this church at Corinth, he makes the statement there earlier in those verses, in verse number 6, that you at Corinth, if you want to know about this testimony of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, there's 500 brethren at once that saw the Lord Jesus alive in those 40 days between his resurrection and his ascension into heaven before Pentecost. You can go find them, because most of them are still living today. Most of them are still alive today. A few of them have died, but some of them, or many of them, are alive yet today, and you can go get their eyewitness account. They saw Jesus alive after he had died on Calvary, after he had been buried for 3 days and three nights, and they saw him alive before his final ascension into heaven, near unto the time of Pentecost in that year. And so he says, if there's no resurrection of the saints of God, those that are dead in Christ, those that sleep in Christ, then you're immediately saying that Christ didn't raise. But he did. He did raise from the dead. And if Christ be not risen, verse number 14, then is our preaching vain. Our message, the gospel, that is rolled up or that is directed by the Great Commission given to the Lord's New Testament Baptist churches to preach and teach the gospel to all nations, to baptize believers, and to teach them then, those believers now part of the church, being baptized by that church, to teach them the all things that Jesus has commanded, all of that is empty. All of that is for naught. All of that is vain. If there's no resurrection, then there's nothing to preach. And it's this speaks to the essentialness of the resurrection of Christ. If Christ, verse 14, be not risen, then is our preaching vain. And then what else? And your faith is also vain. Okay? And we know from passages in the scripture and what it says to us in Romans, in the book of Romans, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You know, preaching of God's word leads to faith, as it says in Romans 10:17. But if there's no resurrection, there's nothing to preach. And then if there's no resurrection, there's no faith, there's no believing in Christ. Why? And he's going to tell us about this, that death needed to be conquered. Death needed to be conquered. Death is connected there with sin. Verse number 15. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God. If there's no resurrection, we are also found false witnesses of God. Remember that Jesus said to those in his day, in the day of his ministry, he said, God is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. God Almighty, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, know nothing but life. He is life. God Almighty is life. And to think that the Lord would leave dead his own, he did not leave Christ dead, and he will not leave his own that he saves, his children, dead. And he says, If the resurrection of Christ is not so, if the resurrection of the saints by Christ is not so, then we're found false witnesses of this gospel that has been declared at the beginning of this chapter, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ. He raised him up. And if we deny that, we're found liars, we're found false, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. It's directly connected. Because Christ rose, all those that he saves, has saved and will save, will raise also. Will be raised. Verse 16, for if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. So they're connected. There's no parsing. There's no dividing about this of the resurrection of Christ. Christ rose from the dead. It's an essential, as all parts of the gospel are essential, it's the essential part and finality of the gospel. And because Christ is raised, so will the saints saved by that gospel. If there's a denial of the raising of the saints of God, there's a denial of the raising of from the dead of the Lord Jesus Christ. They're linked together. And may we not be found false witnesses. May we not be found preaching a vain gospel. May we not be found holding faith in Christ that is vanity. Oh, faith in Christ is great and is necessary and is wonderful. The hope of the resurrection is sure because Jesus himself raised from the dead. Well, see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.